Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor and friend, Dr. Augustus. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our good God in heaven, we honor you this evening. We thank you for this blessing that we have, the blessing of life. We thank you for the privilege of gathering to listen to you and to hear from you. We ask that you bless us this evening and speak to us. Let your light shine into every life, into every home, into every situation. Let peace reign. We bind the devil and banish him. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves and over every life, every individual, every home. We ask that a blessing flow, let healing flow, let oppressions be broken, let the bound be loosed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears. Do what only you can do. Do good in the lives of all our hearers. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the righteous. Amen. Well, you are welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. It's brought to you by Miracle Way Church. We are in Kumase. We are also in Koforidua. In Koforidua, we are opposite the Waterworks Junction. Join us tomorrow, 8 a.m., for our glory service. You can also join us here, right here in Kumase at Chichiwere. You can find us, Chichiwere. You can find us on GPS, or you can just access us through Kupi. That's the Kumase Kokobin Pechi Road, or you could also access our place through the Sokobai Kwahoma Road at the Kwahoma Junction. Just take your right, and you'll find Miracle Way Church. We believe in God, we believe in Christ Jesus the Lord, we believe in the power of the Spirit, and believe that God is always good. Hallelujah. Well, this evening I'm talking to you on a message that I have themed Restoration to His Goodness After the Return, or you can say After the Return Home. We've been reading, or we've been learning from the prodigal son, and today we're going to continue. We've read about how he left home and he asked his father to give him what was his, and he took a journey into a distant country. Let's read it again in Luke chapter 11, 15 from verse 11. Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me," and he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine, a mighty famine, in the land, and he began to be in want. He joined himself with a citizen of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed swine. He would have fain filled his belly with the husks that he fed the swine, but no man gave him. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' and he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him, he had compassion on him, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Hallelujah. Very, very interesting story that Christ Jesus told about this man and his two sons. We've learned about how, we've shared some thoughts concerning how he left the home and how he went to mess himself up. But I want to focus a little more on what happened when he came back home. He spent all he had, famine arose where he was, and he began to be in want. He tried to solve the problem as much as he could. His life was coming apart at the seams, so he said, let me just at least get something to eat, and if I survive, we can think about other things. However, even what to eat was difficult. He wanted to share what the swine was eating, and it wasn't possible. So he just began to think and said, when I was with my father, even the servants in the house had enough to eat and to spare. And why should I suffer and die from hunger in this place? So he said, I'll go back home. And I'm not going to be a son again. I'm not going to ask my father to make me his son anymore. All I want is to be his servant, because I know that if I'm his servant, at least I can get something to eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the father was on his porch all this while, waiting for the son to return. And here comes the son. The father runs to meet him, and the son begins to speak out his rehearsed speech. Father, I've sinned against heaven, and before thee I'm not worthy to be called your son. But right there, the father ended his whole delivery, and he started the process of restoration. And to restore means to bring something back to its original form. So to talk about restoration, you need to probably understand original intention. Original intention means how God designed something to be, or how a maker, what the maker had in mind when he was designing a product. That's original intention. Sometimes you've come upon a product which has maybe been fixed, been doctored, been repaired, and it has broken down, and you want to fix it. And when we are talking of restoring that product, it's not just restoring it to how you found it, but it's restoring it to how the maker had made it. The son came back home. He didn't have any expectations. He didn't expect to. He just wanted food. He just wanted a placement in the house that would secure his food, his survival. But the father said, no. Once you have repented, once you have come back home, I will restore you to who you were before your fall. I make you my son again. You are my son. And he called for the best robe. When you read the Greek translation, it speaks about regality. It speaks about it speaks about royalty, the robe that he put on him. In those times, when you see a slave or a servant, you can tell by how they dress. But he didn't put a servant's cloak on his son. He said, "That's not where you belong. You are my son." He gave him the best robe. He put a ring on his finger. A ring is a sign of authority. He put it on his finger. He has authority in that home. His sons also have his authority in that home. He gave his son authority once more. He had left everything. He has come back to serve as a servant. He has come back to be no one, just to be in a place where he can have some food to eat. But the father restored him to his place of authority. Said, "This is my son." The scriptures tell us about how Pharaoh put a ring on the finger of Joseph when he appointed him to a place of authority. It's the same thing that happened with the prodigal son here. And the Bible says he put shoes on his feet. Shoes are for protection and safety in his new position. He has fully restored this man. He has fully restored his son to what he was before his fall. And that's what I'm announcing to you tonight. That when you and I, when we come to Jesus in repentance, when we turn away from our lives of sin, when we turn away from our waywardness, when we return home, God's full plan, which he begins to roll out as we listen to him and as we remain in him and open up our hearts to hear, his plan is to bring us to a place where he has fully restored us to original intention. That is the place of his goodness before the fall. That's his agenda. You will notice that his plan of restoration was rolled out in phases. He said, "Bring this." And after that it was brought, he said, "Bring this." And after it was brought, he said, "Bring this." Then he said, "Fix the party. Get a fatted calf and slay it. Kill it and let us eat and be merry." It was a sequential revelation or a sequential restoration to original intention. And that's what happens when we come to Christ Jesus. One day, Jesus went to preach to some Jews, and a good number of them believed in what he had said. In John chapter 8, verse 30, as he spake these words, many believed on him. And verse 31 says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then shall ye be my disciples indeed." Now look at verse 32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He said to these people who were believing on him, they are believing on him. I mean, amongst the many who are listening, these are those who believe. Not everyone will believe. Not everyone will give their lives to Jesus in this lifetime. That's why you have to decide for yourself whether you want to believe or not. But he was speaking to those who have come to believe. He said, "If you continue in my word, if you keep grasping the truth, if you continue in my word, you will be my disciples indeed. And the truth that will be revealed to you, the truth that you'll be receiving, the revelation that will be coming to you sequentially as you are continuing in my word, that revelation will make you free." So that the person who has come to believe in Jesus may be free from some things, but may not be free from certain other things. Jesus is saying, as you continue in my word, you'll come to know the truth, and that truth will make you free. So the person is in a place where he has turned away from his sins, he has come to Jesus, but the Lord has now started with him. What has he started? The process of restoration. bringing him back to the place that he was before the fall. Restoration is not back to where you were. Because where were you? I mean, the world that we came to meet wasn't in its best state. Sicknesses, diseases, trouble. Some people are born with what we call congenital disease. That means that whatever problem they have, it was right in the womb. In John chapter 9, there was a man like that. He was born blind. It's congenital blindness. And there are 1,001 things which can cause something like that. He was born blind. The disciples asked a funny question. They asked Jesus, who sinned? Is it this man or his parents? How can a baby in the womb sin? Jesus told them that it wasn't this man, it wasn't his parents who sinned. And he said that, but for the glory of God to be manifested, I must work the works of him that sent me whilst it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When we are talking about restoration, we are not talking about restoration to your previous state. No, we are talking about restoration to original intention. That's where man was before the fall, the place of God's goodness. The Bible said that God saw what he had made, and behold, it was very good. And how do we come to that place? As we continue in his word, then we keep receiving revelation, truth. And the truth that we hear keeps making us free. Hallelujah. He went on to say in verse 36 that if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free indeed is that place where you have come into the full experience of God's best for you. Where nothing holds you bound and nothing holds you down. You are free indeed. When someone gets saved, he has started this journey. Okay? Now, when someone gets saved, positionally, he's there. He is the Son of God. He's a child of God and all of that. But experientially, Jesus said, the truth will make you free. The more truth you come into, the freer you get. The more truth you come into, the closer you approach original intention. The more truth you come into, the more you enter the fullness of God's restoration for you. For instance, someone who is sick, dying of cancer, and the person is saved. The person's sins have been forgiven. But Christ Jesus has paid the price for the person's healing. Okay, healing is restoration of health. Health, full health. The person may have been even born with their cancer. But when you're talking about restoration, it's to original intention. In God's intention, originally, when he made man, there was no sickness, no disease, no pain. Jesus can bring this person to a place of healing. How does this happen? The person comes to the truth. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs, he has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and with his wounds or by his stripes we are healed. So this person comes into this truth. He hears someone like me preaching and saying that Jesus Christ didn't just take the punishment for your sin. He didn't just take the punishment that brings you peace. He also took wounds on him, and by those wounds you are healed. So I come and I announce to you that as you are listening to me, Jesus can take away your sin tonight. He can forgive you, he can wash you, and you'll be as though you've never sinned. No matter how dark your sins have made you and how deeply crimson stained your clothes may be, Jesus Christ can make you whole. And I say that. And after he has made you whole, by the same sacrifice on the cross, he heals you. He bore the scourge marks on his back, and by the stripes he bore, you can be made whole. So this person hears this, and the message that I'm speaking generates faith in his or her heart. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay? So this person receives this word, it generates faith in his or her heart. Then we pray in the name of Jesus. And that faith
in God's word and the power in his name. Because Peter told that man at the beautiful gate, or the people who had gathered to see this man who was raised, he said, in his name, through faith in his name, does this man stand whole before you? So as we pray and mention that name of Jesus, this person's cancer vanishes and the person is made whole. What has happened? The person has come into truth that has made her free. And this freedom has brought her closer to an experience of God's full restoration to original intention. That's where a place where she is not ill. Hallelujah. Oh man, I have said so much in this short time. I urge you to visit our podcast on Podbean, Miracle Wave Broadcast, and listen to this message again. Take your time and listen to it. I've said so much, and it's going to liberate your soul. You may be a Christian. You may... positionally, that means that God has, this is what is available to you, this is what God has said about you. But Jesus has told you that you have to continue in his word, and the truth that you are continually exposed to, the revelation you keep receiving of his word, is going to make you more and more free, till you come to a place where you are free indeed. You have been restored fully, loosed completely from the effects of the fall. Oh God, it shall come to pass. I say it shall come to pass in your life, in my life. So long as we are not tired of receiving his truth, then we are going to continue receiving his sequential release from all forms of bondages and oppressions, till we have come to a place where we are free indeed. Oh, glory to God. Bow your head with me. It's time to come home. The restoration starts when you come home. I mean, when he was still on the field, he was just trying to, patch things up here. Let me get some food to eat and all of that. But when he came home, it wasn't just about food. His restoration was holistic. Everything was included. He was restored to sonship. He wasn't just given a plate of food. Like you've met someone who is begging on the road. How much can you do? You just give him some cities. But we are talking about your son. We are talking about your daughter. It goes way more than that. You are saving for that child. You are not just giving that child something to eat now. You are putting things down for that child's future. You are thinking about how that child will school and how that child will be fed. That is sonship. And it's only when we return home. Turn away from a life of sin tonight and return to Jesus. You are that person. Bow your head with me. And you want to return home. Say, Father, I'm coming home. I've done things my own way. But Lord, I'm coming home now. Forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he suffered on the cross. He died for me. And he rose again on the third day. And that he's alive forevermore. Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all. Be my master. Be my Lord. Be my friend. I thank you for receiving me. For your word says that whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise turn away. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Oh, glory to God. In your name I've prayed. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart, meaning every word, your sins are forgiven. You have to get baptized. Peter, they asked Peter, what should we do? He said, repent and be baptized. You have to get baptized. Affirm in the physical what has happened in your heart. Before I go, I want to pray for the sick. I've told you that just like he saves you, tonight he heals you. I had a vision several years ago and I saw the cross. On the horizontal pole, I saw salvation. And on the vertical pole that crosses it, I saw healing written. And I saw the two words were intersecting at the letter A, healing and salvation, all available at the cross. If you have been forgiven, you can be healed also. Jesus Christ, with his sacrifice, he purchased your healing. You just have to believe and receive tonight, and you will be free, no matter what that sickness is. Right now, I rebuke asthma to leave you. There's an asthmatic who is being healed in tonight's service by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be loosed. You are listening to me right now. You are not having an attack. But I'm telling you by the Spirit of God that you are not going to have an attack again, because Jesus Christ makes you whole now by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's someone listening to me. You have terrible allergies. You are being loosed. You're allergic to dust, allergic to sand, allergic to rice, allergic to perfumes. Be loosed now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your eyes are always red and tearing. Be loosed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Right now, whatever sickness, weakness, pain you have, begin to call on Him. Say, Lord, just like you've saved me, heal me. Take away this sickness. Take away this pain. The Bible says He has already borne it. Surely He has borne it. Surely He has borne it. Lord, take away this sickness. Take away this pain. Set me free, Lord. Call on Him. Call on Him. Call on Him. I rebuke migraine headaches right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be loose from migraine headaches. You are a student. It's a lady. You are listening to me. You suffer from migraine headaches. Be loose from it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's someone listening to me. You've been healed before, but you allow that thing to creep back on you. Jesus said when an evil spirit leaves, it goes and walks around dry places and it comes back to see if there is room. If you give the devil place, the devil will make his bed in your house. That's why Paul the apostle said, neither give place to the devil. Keep this healing that you have received. Don't go back into a place of bondage. Paul the apostle said, stand fast therefore, Galatians 5:1, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be no more entangled with the yoke of bondage. Oh, lift up your hands wherever you are, begin to worship the Lord. I rebuke fear, I rebuke depression off you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your joy come back to you in the name of Jesus. Anything that has taken away your joy is cursed now. Anything that has taken away your joy is cursed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak peace over homes, peace over marriages, peace over families in the name of Jesus. He is our peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just begin to worship the Lord and give Him praise. Just begin to worship the Lord and give Him praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. Let us know what God has done in your life. Let us know how your sins have been forgiven. Let us know how your sicknesses have been healed. Don't keep it to yourself. Jesus healed some 10 lepers. Only one of them came to say thank you, and he asked, where are the nine? Don't let Jesus ask, where is my testimony? 0249471769. 0249471769. Send us a voice note on WhatsApp. Send us a message on WhatsApp. Or you can give us a call, send us a text message on this line, and we will glorify God with you. We'll be receiving your messages. God bless you. Keep them coming. Thank you for the encouraging words. Next week, invite your friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend that Jesus is still doing good things today. And as you and I continually commit ourselves to know the truth will continually make us free. And until we have become free indeed. God bless you. We love you. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. I've been here with Alfred. So we meet again next week. Stay in God's grace and be covered and surrounded by His love.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santa Sekokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.